This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Rally House in Mansfield. We still got giveaways to do here. In this hour, we will do the giveaway for the four-pack of tickets to Rangers-Astros, I believe, on Sunday, April the 7th. And if all of that isn't good enough, remember, tomorrow, Derek Holland in studio. Jared Sandler will come by in studio. We're going to have Cole Hamels. We're going to have Chuck Morgan. It is going to be a loaded opening day presentation. And perhaps even better than all of that, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. And I get to decide when the tickets are given away, right?
That is true. Ooh.
Wouldn't it be smart of me to give it away in my segment?
That's,
so that I
that
can
is
show.
A good point.
So if you're listening right now, keep listening. All right, here we go, guys. We're going to start with Caitlin Clark.
She plays basketball.
Yeah.
They're in the Sweet 16.
But she might play basketball somewhere else.
Iowa.
Not Iowa. Well, I don't know. Does Iowa have a Big Three team? Ice Cube.
I don't know.
Evidently offered Caitlin Clark a $5 million deal to play 10 games for the Big Three.
Smart.
This is brilliant on every front. Now, listen, again, we don't spend a lot of time talking about the WNBA or Caitlin Clark and that whole conversation about her breaking LeBron's free throw record or whatever it was. But
she broke the all-time college scoring record. I don't know the free throw record thing.
Okay. All right.
Is that a thing?
LeBron
she
never
like
went to college.
Made
so.
The most free throws? Well, LeBron's not breaking any free throw record.
Yeah, he won't.
Fair.
That being said, Ice Cube said, we intended the offer to remain private while Caitlin plays for the championship. But I won't deny what's now already out there. Big Three made a historic offer. Why wouldn't we? Caitlin is a generational athlete who can achieve tremendous success in the Big Three.
By the way, she is a needle mover, all right?
Yes, she is.
And so that's why I think this is a good idea. You have seen the ratings you can say women's basketball, of course, but her games specifically have been crushing numbers. So I get it.
The other thing, too, is, and I saw Jordan Lewis say this, this is kind of wild. Jordan Lewis is the one that it caught my eye. He said power play. And
and
I don't know whose power play this is here, but she can demand – can't she go to the WNBA now and say, I'm getting $5 million offered from here?
And that's why I know for a while a lot of players played overseas because they could make more money. I have to admit I'm not – totally familiar with the current salary structure and cap of the WNBA.
But Brittany Griner played overseas.
Yes, I am aware.
Does Spotrac follow WNBA?
Probably.
But I am kind of curious now about salaries in the WNBA because, all right, Ice Cube's offer will be very hard for Caitlin to turn down. This is from somebody. Diana Taurasi took year off for $1 million in Russia.
Yes.
The Supermax in the WNBA is $234,000 for playing for a few bigger, for the Big Three. It's a lot more money just to play in 10 games.
I mean, just think about it. What is that, 20 times as much money?
Yeah.
More or less?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a significant amount of money to say, hey, now, the WNBA, this is a great opportunity because they have built-in rivalries already with her and Angel Reese.
Yeah.
Her and whoever. Like, you just said it. She's a needle mover. And if the WNBA wants to gain any traction or gain any interest, that's definite. Like, you have to have more of those. Mike, we talk about the Magic Johnson, Larry Bird thing so much.
I haven't followed this closely, but I'll just say there's been a few, mainly Cheryl Swoops, who is like, she's not that good. She's not going to be good in the WNBA. And there's maybe
– she was factually incorrect about a lot of things
but
in that statement.
Yes, but she has kept it going that she is – Cheryl Swoop seems to be a very big Caitlin Clark hater.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if she's the only one.
Okay. That being said, I do wonder also if owners of the WNBA who are trying to get more money. I mean, we just discussed Jerry Jones. Like, that's one of the owners. Their goal is, how do I get people in these seats? Butts in seats is all that matters.
I'm glad that you said that, because I remember there was a time a while back. I don't remember who said it. It was probably several people. They were asked, like, oh, do you like the impact Tiger Woods has had on golf or something ridiculous like that? And they were like, yeah, I look at my paychecks. And so I'm sure if you play in the WNBA, regardless of if you think she's going to be the best ever, a spare, or somewhere in between, if where she goes sells out, like especially on the road and stuff, because I think her home games are going to sell out. But if where she goes on the road sell out and you see a bump up in ticket sales, in, you know, viewership, then you're damn right I'm going to be pro Caitlin Clark if I'm in that league.
This isn't a real life application.
I don't think
they
are.
Okay. I think they will, but I'm curious to see how that plays
out. This isn't a real-life application, but I bet it's a real-life application in a way. Kevin, you know I'm a fan of the show Shoresy.
Yes,
Season one is about them. They're getting ready to fold the team. They're like, look, your last place.
It's a hockey team?
Nobody's in the arena. Yeah, it's hockey up in Canada. And it's Whale-S hockey is what they call it all the time. Oh. Yeah, it's hilarious. It's a funny show. But the owners are like, they're telling Shoresy, they're like, we're going to fold the team. And Shoresy says, we'll never lose again. He says, we'll never lose again. And she goes, and butts in seats? And he goes, yeah. They end up, something happens, but he goes, look around. There's butts in seats. And that, and they're like, you know what? You're right. We finally got people in here. Not just spending money. There is that romantic part where she's like, but people passionate about the sport.
Yeah,
yeah, that's great because they're spending money. And that's exactly what is going to happen here. That's why Ice Cube did it. Nobody's really interested in the big three. But now guess what? He just attached himself to Caitlin Clark. He found a name and he's like, I'm going to attach myself to that. I'm going to ride that as far as it'll go.
You don't think the women in the NBA are going to be jealous of her if she gets $5 million to play in the big three, and that there's not going to be jealousy and an ice her out type of situation?
If they were smart, they would use it.
I agree.
I agree with you to start. I think my thought is the first year. Now, how she plays will determine how the rest of it goes. My thought is the first year she's going to be a phenomenon where she goes across the WNBA. And when you start to see those extra butts in seats or those extra TV ratings and you see the bigger money picture, I think that should change your mind. It might not. I think it should. Even if, like, if I was Tiger Woods, like, closest competitor, like, if I was Phil Mickelson, even if you hated Tiger Woods, you probably saw the money coming in and you'd be like, all right, my legacy will always be I was the second best in this group. But, man, my bank account's going to be triple what it was. Maybe they're okay with that. I don't know.
So that's kind of,
it's a smart move.
The other thing, too, is I just wonder, will she have the carryover to the WNBA for a while? Will it just be like, it's the WNBA? No, I mean, let's be honest. Nobody really watches. Nobody really cares.
Its ratings compared are very low.
And I think that there will be a bump.
I agree.
There will be a bump in the WNBA, her games.
Yes.
None of the others. Just hers, but then how long does that last until people go,
I don't know. WNBA.
I just saw a fan text that said, Caitlin Clark is the only women's basketball game I've ever watched. And, you know, with college basketball, I'll admit it. I don't watch much women's college basketball. I watched a lot of high school girls' college basketball when we were covering high school girls' college basketball. I was there for a lot of those
just
games.
Just high school girls' basketball?
High school girls' basketball is what we covered.
You said high school girls' college basketball.
Yep. Just high school.
I understand.
High school girls' basketball.
Okay.
But you're right. Like, that was the same thing. Was I wasn't that interested. But then one day I was flipping through channels and I saw Iowa was playing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll watch this. I'll see what's going on here. We do have Brandon Hurtado stop by here in Mansfield.
Holy cow.
So I think our next segment has definitely changed for sure.
I feel like I have to pay him money because my hat was a casualty, and that was one of my favorite hats. So.
And look at him wearing that hat. It's a gorgeous hat.
He has the old school, the first one.
Yeah,
the first
Ranger. That one too. Yeah, I'm taking care of mine. I'm never losing this thing.
Just don't leave it at a restaurant by accident.
Okay, all right. I got you. All right, Kevin, before we get –
I took my hat off to be like a gentleman.
I know.
I did have a topic that I wanted to roll out, but maybe we do this tomorrow. And, Kevin, here, write this down. The top three things you're most excited – players you're most excited to see for Rangers season this year. I was going to roll that one out, but I got to do ping pong right now. Mary Peters, who we all know and love. Thank you very much, your mom. Mary Peters, who won the gold at Munich Olympic Games in 1972, joined the Ornio Table Tennis Club in Belfast.
Did we go to that one, or did we boycotted 80?
No, yeah, it was 80. I do believe
72
bad things happened at that Munich Olympics.
Oh, the hostage situation.
Okay, that has nothing to do with this.
Okay,
all right?
Zero to do with this.
Hold on,
why are you pointing at me? You stopped.
Yeah, I stopped because I thought maybe we didn't go.
She joined the Ornio Table Tennis Club in Belfast to try and break the record for the most consecutive opponents in a table tennis rally. Now, Mike, are you any good at ping pong?
I'm okay at it, but middle infielders are great at it.
Okay. Yeah, because their feet. It's all about the footwork there.
No,
their
hands.
The club originally broke a record in 2017, but a Chinese player, Wen Wenju, and the Brighton Table Tennis Club in England, they put it at 117 players to rally. She just broke that at 120.
Wow.
So she said 120 straight players that she played against. How many players in ping pong do you think like you could stand there and play a games against? She didn't have to win all of them. She just had to play in all.
Well, you can lose quickly and then you just move on to the next opponent.
I was going to say like five.
Five? You're like, I'm done playing ping pong after that? I could do this. This is something I want to do. I want to break this record. I used to play ping pong at my old job all the time. All right, like we had.
Dude,
yes.
Marco Scudero and John McDonald would have crushed you.
You don't know that. You don't know how good I am at ping pong, Mike. You've never seen me play.
I wasn't there.
Kevin's never seen me play ping pong either.
I've never seen you play, but I bet you don't play it like a 20-year-old middle infielder.
Bobby said he could take anybody at the station down in ping pong, and somebody has offered to bring a table up to the station just so he could get his ass whooped. And you know what, Bobby? I challenge you to a game of ping pong anytime. All right? I don't even need any practice. But, Kevin, I do think we should go ahead and break a little early.
Okay.
Before we do that, let's give something away!
Right now, caller number 1087-788-1-1053. The Texas Lottery has returned in 2024 as the presenting sponsor of the Silver Boot Series, and they're teaming up with the Rangers and us to give away four tickets to each game of the Rangers-Astros Series. This one, caller number 10, right now, wins a four-pack of 100-level tickets to the April 7th game when the Houston Astros play your world champion Texas Rangers. You can buy tickets at Rangers.com, or you can win them for free right now, 877-881-1053, by being caller number 10. Coming up next, will we convince Mr. Hurtado to jump on air with us and also power rank the Power Rankings MLB opening day edition, all of it coming at you next live from Rally House in Mansfield on 105.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a bouncing ball left side. Young cuts it off. Throws to first. Got him. And Evaldi gets out of the jam. How about that? They had the bases loaded and nobody out. And Evaldi escapes.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Want to say congratulations to Daniel in Glen Rose, the winner of our Texas Rangers four-pack of ticket giveaways. If you didn't get an opportunity to win this morning or at 10 or right now, 4 p.m. in the 4 p.m. hour, G-Bag Nation will be doing another Rangers ticket giveaway, so you still have an opportunity. And if you're coming on up to Rally House in Mansfield, we still got some giveaway items as well. So hope you come and see us and come shop this exciting extravaganza of stuff, because I'm excited for tomorrow. But Mike, tell me right now, in this moment, what are you most excited about in the world?
Our buddy Brandon Hurtado has come to Rally House in Mansfield because he has a location here now in Mansfield.
But be honest, he's great. Why are you really excited?
Well, I got a hat.
I gotta be honest.
I got a Hurtado hat. My Hurtado hat that was left at a restaurant. It wasn't with you guys, right? I had the Hurtado hat the first time with you guys, and I brought it home, and then I went out to lunch, and then I left the Hurtado hat in the booth, and then I recognized the next day that when I was leaving and driving to the airport, I don't have my Hurtado hat anymore. But now I have a Hurtado hat.
Somebody in Arizona is going,
I know, they got a great hat.
Barbecue place. I keep hearing about it. Yeah. Now I got this hat.
Yeah. I want to know what they did with it.
I wonder if it's just going to be in Lost and Found forever. But
yeah,
at some point, I'm sure like after a couple weeks, they're like, they're not coming back. This is my hat now.
Some dishwasher has a really cool hat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good point. You got to like this level of advanced marketing from the 214. I got tickets to the Rangers game on September 1st. First time going, and I can't wait to try Hurtado barbecue. So they're going to the game in September, but what they're really excited about is I got to get some barbecue.
So I got to ask you this, Brandon. Last year, you had unbelievable tacos. You had unbelievable nachos. You had the big, I call it the Heim rib. I know I shouldn't probably call it the Heim rib.
The Heim hammer.
Heim hammer. Yeah. What is going to be on the menu at Hurtado's at the ballpark this year?
So we're not going to have the birria tacos anymore because we want people to eat our food and watch baseball. And they take a long time to make, unfortunately, because we make them from scratch. So in lieu of that, we are launching a new chicken fried brisket taco or milanesa taco. And that is probably one of my favorite things to eat in the restaurant whenever we do have it.
How much do you eat your own food? Are you like, I need to save some for the customers?
You know, if I do eat our own food, it's usually not barbecue. So I'll eat the sides or I'll eat the tacos, the birria tacos. But I don't just go and chow down on brisket every day. And, you know, you kind of get tired of it after a while.
I got to be out there with you with John Gray during a cooking class that you gave. Sean Sharif was out there and you made them. You obviously gave samples out at the time. It was an awesome product. I'm so happy that a lot of Ranger fans are going to get to try that out at the ballpark. Are you still having – I know that I'm just going to tell you, my dad's favorite at the game is the nachos.
Yep.
Nachos still going to be available?
Nachos are not going anywhere. Okay. We're still going to have the Oaxaca dogs. It's our own spicy sausage inside of a hot dog with queso and pico on it. We're going to have our monster beef ribs. We're not losing any of the good stuff.
Okay.
I was just talking about, and you have a big-time marketing background, and we were just talking about the big three attaching themselves to Caitlin Clark. And you could kind of look at you and say you attach yourself to the Rangers, but I look at it the other way. The Rangers attach themselves to you. That relationship, like how did that go last year, and what are you looking forward to more this year?
You know, it's really mutually beneficial. The Rangers have been there for us. We're there for them. We got to cater for the Boston Red Sox on Monday because Trevor Story asked for us to be there.
Nice.
We wouldn't have things like that if it wasn't for the relationship we have with the Rangers and DNC. So what I'm most looking forward to this year, we are expanding inside Globe Life Field. We're opening a new Hurtado Barbecue Express stand in Section 201 directly above our other stand. That's going to be huge for us. We can kind of divert some of the traffic up there,
yeah.
Make the wait a little bit less. It's going
to
be great.
And does making more money mean you're going to donate even more services to Peace-a-thon? Because last year you donated
a crap load of stuff for us,
and it was super helpful.
I guess you saved a lot of money, Brandon, by Jordan Montgomery signing in Arizona, and you didn't get to get a barbecue.
I'm starting a fund for whoever we want to try and bring back next season, and I'm just going to leave it there. Yeah.
The Hurtado Fund.
Yes.
But the other thing, too, is like, I know I say you guys attached yourselves to each other. That's your childhood team that you got to be part of with that. And then in your first year there, they win a World Series.
Yeah, it's nuts. You know, it's just honestly a Cinderella story to see a team like that that you've watched since you were a little kid. Your dad's dad, you know, grew up watching. It's something that you don't ever forget. And to be there during the playoffs, during the World Series, to be able to be in the stadium and serve our food there and be synonymous with the Texas Rangers, I think that's what's most special to me.
I would like, if you can, to help us out in this next endeavor then. We do power ranking the power rankings. It is okay. MLB opening day edition. Would you like the power rankings from ESPN, CBS, or MLB.com?
I'm going to say ESPN. I wasn't a big fan of the MLB.com power rankings.
We thought Jonah Heim retired when they did the top 10 catchers.
No kidding. I can see that. Now, the first question is, who is the worst team in all of baseball? Who is the worst team in all of baseball?
You get to guess first. Since
you want me to give you hints?
Yeah, give me some hints.
One of them's in our division, has a chance to be, and one of them Trevor Story used to play for. Okay. Those are your two choices.
Okay, well, my first choice is the Houston Astros.
Yeah.
I love it.
Unfortunately, that is incorrect, but in my heart, that is definitely correct.
One of them's about to go to Las Vegas.
That is correct.
Okay.
The Oakland A's finished dead last in the power rankings, followed by, you were correct, the Colorado Rockies finished 29th in the power rankings. Now, the tough part is, do you go with your heart? Do you go with your head?
Can I tell you this?
Yes.
I think this year, when you look at Major League Baseball, I don't know if it's the rules that, hey, if you finish in the bottom, I think it's 7, it might be bottom 5, then you can't be in the lottery anymore. We take you out of it if you kind of tank for a while. Like, Houston become great. They became great because of tanking. It's obvious. That's what they did, and it worked out for them.
Cubs,
And there's been other teams that it's worked out for. There's not a lot of teams tanking this year. I would say Oakland and Colorado are not trying to put a good product out on the field.
Agreed.
But after that, it's really tough to be like, I know they're not trying, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
So that, I think that's a good thing for baseball.
Who do you think is number one? Now, I'm going to warn you, I do not believe your heart and your head would align on this one, if you care to use that.
I'm going to go with either the Braves or the Phillies.
You have to pick one.
Oh, I got to pick one. Okay, I'm going to go with the Braves.
Okay, what say you?
I will.
Dodgers.
It's between those two teams, but I'll go with the Braves because Brandon gave me a free hat.
Yeah.
Okay, Corey.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
For now, you are eliminated.
All right.
The Braves are
number I'll see you guys
one.
Tomorrow.
No, you have to stay here, though.
I'll get it wrong next if that's the case.
Well, you shouldn't. Who is second in the power rankings?
I'll say the Dodgers.
What say you?
I agree.
Let's see if you guys are both still in the game. That is correct.
Okay.
Brandon, you're up now. Who is the third?
Is this a survey that you have to fill out to find out? You don't know the answers to this?
Well, my computer is right in front of him,
Brandon,
so I don't want to show.
Brandon could look at the computer.
Oh, yeah. He could see it.
I didn't cheat, just so you know. Okay. I might now, but I didn't.
Yeah, he's not the Astros.
I'm going to say the Phillies.
Okay. What say you, Mike?
The Orioles.
Now, here's the fun part of the game. Corey, I hope you've been paying attention.
They played each other in a World Series.
Would you like to pick a different team for an opportunity to steal and win this game?
I would.
Okay. Who would you like to pick?
You can't see out of his right eye. It's like
it's
bleeding.
Which, Kevin, should
it's
I
not
go?
Bleeding.
Should I go with my heart or
no,
my head on
you
this
You should
one?
Not go with your heart.
And you didn't say the Dodgers already?
The Dodgers were
They were
second.
Number two. You weren't
say
paying
the Dodgers.
Attention.
Yeah.
See,
the,
we
say
said if you were paying attention.
He should have left.
That's it. You're out
I think
on
you should take
round.
The hat off.
The Braves?
Oh
yeah.
God,
hey,
A's.
Good guess. I would knuckleball you on
You're
that
an
one.
Idiot.
guess the Oakland.
It's the Houston Astros.
I'm never saying
unfortunately,
that. I refuse to say it. So.
Has come in.
Why?
Three.
What do they? What do they say? Why they're the best team in the American League?
Did the Astros need to sign the best closer on the free agent market? No, but they did. And look,
all right.
If we're talking about if you're stacking the teams up, we talked about the lineup yesterday. you have to go advantage. I hate it, but you have to go advantage Astros in the bullpen, especially at the back end of the bullpen, do you not?
I mean, local product. I don't know if he's a Hurtado barbecue guy, but...
Oh, if he's local,
no.
He should.
Oh, he's not. Okay. No. Presley? No, yeah. Not. No. Okay. Well, then screw
yeah,
him,
screw
too.
That guy.
Fair.
Yeah. Hold on. Aren't they, like, unveiling a big mural of a big trash can in their stadium, too?
It would be
so
amazing.
Is that what they're doing?
It's not of a big trash can. I think it should be. And that could be something we could throw out tomorrow. Wrong answers only. What's the mural of?
So, I don't know. But... What if, you know, we talked about what to do different at the game?
Isn't 133, aren't they addressing, like, umpires for one
they
game?
They are. They are. It's going to be awesome. What if against the Astros everybody brings trash cans, yes. But they use it as the Zonk trash can?
I think that would be...
For Rangers.
I don't know how the folks running security and the metal detectors
would
feel.
It's just a trash can.
For one day.
It can be plastic.
It
didn't have to
be
metal.
Okay, that's a good point.
Good.
Can you bring a trash can in?
Small.
I don't run security.
I know a guy
who
has a business inside the stadium. I know a guy who has a business inside the stadium.
Part of, maybe they do.
He can get multiple trash cans in there and maybe even sell them.
Okay.
Brandon.
I didn't know you knew Golden Chick like that.
Whoa.
Wow.
I like it. Where would you put the Rangers in the rankings? Like, if we said it goes Braves, Dodgers, Astros.
I would have Baltimore ahead of them to start the year. And then
Baltimore is, in fact, number four.
I would then have Philadelphia and Texas in fifth and sixth. I will go with Texas because they are the champs.
What say you?
I think that Mike seems right on. The Rangers are probably around number five.
The Phillies are number five.
Are the Rangers six?
The Texas Rangers are, in fact, number six.
You know what? We weren't in the top five last year to start the year.
That's a good point. We were probably, like, what, 20?
I would bet middle of the pack.
Okay.
That's where I would bet going into the year.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
You can probably look it up.
Do you think – I will.
I'll go look it up.
Do you think six is a fair spot?
I do. I really do. Now, look. I think Houston and Texas are very close. I don't see much of a separation. I'm going to be honest. I do see a separation with Baltimore. I think Baltimore.
You think that's the best team in the AL.
But you know what? I thought there was a separation with Atlanta from all the teams in Major League Baseball last year. And they didn't make the World Series. They obviously didn't win the World Series. So there can be a team that is on paper the best, and they win the most games. Yeah. Baltimore won the most games last year in the regular season. It didn't mean you get to win the championship. You have to be at your best in the playoffs. So – for the Rangers, if they finished right there, they would be the number one wild card team. Let's just say Houston was better. I'm going with the power rankings. That would give you, once again, I guess last year you were the five seed because Tampa had the best wild card record. And you'd be the four seed hosting a two-game playoff against the other good wild card team, and I would take that. I would take my chances.
How different do you think this ranking would be if Scherzer and DeGrom were both healthy right now?
I think you would be maybe at worst third, but I think you might be higher than
that.
So
it's fair to say that this is going to change drastically once they're both healthy.
Well, and if that's the case, you're really going to hate the ESPN analytic numbers.
You were 16 last year.
Okay,
the season.
So yeah, pretty much. Good job,
I'm like
Mike.
A genius.
And that was with the addition of DeGrom, too.
They have ESPN Analytics has 2% likelihood of the Rangers winning the World Series, but only 54% likelihood of making the playoffs. I think that's low. I also think the World Series number is low.
I do think this. Houston, Texas, and Seattle. Two of the three are going to make the playoffs again. I don't think all three will. It got very close last year, and maybe all three will.
Yeah.
One of those teams is going to be left out. And in a weird way, I don't know, maybe it's better to be the wild card team. We're obviously a really good road playoff team, and we didn't do the best at home. But I do think two of the three teams will make it. So in a weird way, if I want to just do it that way, that gives you a 66% chance of making it.
It's going to be really sad for the Astros to not make the playoffs this year.
I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. Thank you very much. I always want to call you Mr. Hurtado because you've hooked us up so much.
What time are you going to get to the stadium tomorrow?
I got to be there at 9 a.m. We're actually hosting 18 tailgates for the Rangers tomorrow.
Holy
moly. Right on the corner of Stadium and Cowboy Way. So if you guys are there, we'll be there all day long. We're serving food. We have our own Hurtado tailgate.
It looks like I'm taking off tomorrow. I'm going to be
Tolos.
Yeah, that's what I just
Come out and celebrate with us. If you're coming to watch the game, we're going to be there from 12:30 until about 6 o'clock.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So come out and hang out with us.
And on a serious note, I know I was joking about it, but you donate a lot of stuff that we were able to auction off for My Possibilities last year.
It was massive.
It was super helpful. And I do want to say thank you very much. Your food is delicious. That's why people should check you out. But if you needed a little extra something, I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Man. Anytime. Appreciate you guys. Thank y'all.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan, live from Rally House in Mansfield. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation in just 1 second. But I talked with somebody on the fan text earlier, and they said, I think it was a friend, maybe a relative, that they had gotten some sports memorabilia stuff from, if we could take a look over it for them. It includes, and this is the advice I'll tell you off air as well, an autographed baseball that we need to get authenticated from Hank Aaron, and then another one autographed by Joe DiMaggio.
Oh, yeah. My God, are you serious?
So and it's not that the other pieces aren't nice, but these two... Uh-huh.
Are you saying that when I was with the Washington Nationals in 2006 in spring training and I lived at Steve Foucault's house for spring training with my little girl for a little bit who's now in college, you're saying that's not as good an autograph? He was a good pitcher for the Texas Rangers.
To the guy who's an all-time great married to Marilyn Monroe, or to the guy who is another all-time great, maybe the greatest, broke the home run record?
Ask Broadus. He was at Arlington Stadium when Steve Foucault was closing out games for the Texas Rangers.
Okay.
Oh, Fookie.
Okay, fine.
Fookie, man. That's Fookie.
Okay, as we transition, courtesy of D&M Leasing, I feel like this is a fair question. Broadus, would you rather have an autographed baseball of Steve Foucault or Joe DiMaggio or Hank Aaron?
Steve Foucault all day.
No, oh my
God. Shut off. No, you would not.
Mike's right, man. I was at that. I was at the old ballpark watching him close it out. My man had the great chops, the great sideburns.
Yep.
He was
okay. Well,
you know, he could pitch, man.
Great news. Yeah. I might have a piece of memorabilia I bring back to the studio.
Yeah, you guys
for
can
you.
Keep that Hank Aaron, Joe DiMaggio stuff.
Okay,
I don't
you're,
need that. Steve
either
Foucault,
way.
Yes.
Look.
Jim
look
Bibby,
this,
let's go.
Look at this picture right here.
That's a boss mustache. I agree.
Yeah. Man. Yeah.
But surely we can agree.
So those are for us is what you're
saying? No,
right
I
there?
Do not believe that is. I look, I'm just waiting for her to be like, no. No, I do not believe that's the case. But fun stuff happening, amazing stuff happening
Remember, we had a ball at Rally House.
In 1974, Steve Foucault had a 2.24 ERA for the Texas Rangers.
That was a good team. Fergie Jenkins was leading the way.
Neither Hank Aaron or Joe DiMaggio ever put up
because
an ERA.
Because they weren't a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was their fault. That was, they weren't good enough to pitch.
Yeah. Wait, what year did Aaron break the home run record? Was it 74?
Yeah, I bet his accomplishment will stand the test of time over Mr. Foucault.
I bet Steve Foucault had a better year in 1974 than Hank Aaron.
Crap, did he?
Hank Aaron in 1974 hit .268.
Yeah,
with only 20 home runs.
Yes,
but did he
69 RBIs?
Nice,
nice, and yeah. So, what do you want to know? 832 OPS, Kevin. That was one of his lowest OPSs ever.
When did he break? When did he break 715? When? What year was
April 8th, 1974? You jack wagons.
Wow.
So I feel like that's going to stand the test of time a little bit better.
I don't know. I want to see those 12 saves that Fookie got in 1974.
74 was only one of 4 years.
Fookie.
Okay, well, you know what?
It was only one of 4 years, Kevin, that he wasn't considered.
You
want to
have Steve Foucault on tomorrow?
Maybe. Fookie. I'll tell you what.
Fookie.
It's one of my dad's Fookie. Best friends.
I'm glad that you guys chanted that, because what I was going to say is I get to bring one of these baseballs back to you. But you've selected, so congratulations. I'll see if I can bring that one back to you.
All right. Really
maybe you should have picked the other two, but you did not.
Hey, I got a good piece-a-thon football for you that I'm going to bring you, Kevin.
Oh, heck yeah. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, buddy.
I dare you to say it out loud.
I'll change my tone then. All right. Stars late last night. Mavs late last night. Did you make it to the end of both of those games? How did you prioritize?
Watching Mavs, and then when it was over, switched to Stars.
Good call.
Yeah. I was basking in the glory of that Mavs basketball. You know, I think they're playing the best since the championship.
Mike said he thought that third quarter specifically might have been the best he's seen them play all year. I know you don't have an encyclopedic knowledge of every quarter of basketball this year, but – what do y'all think about that? That's pretty high praise.
They beat up Oklahoma City pretty good one time, didn't they?
Yeah, that's true.
I thought that quarter, just that third quarter, they were draining threes. The defense was on point. Mm-hmm. Luka celebrated a 24-second shot clock violation because of team defense. I just thought that
– that's really cool.
Yeah, this was just – in that Oklahoma City game, they blew them out. Probably there was a quarter there that might have been better. But I just thought, man, that third quarter was just so awesome.
It was, dude. Kyrie taking over, and then that allows other guys to get involved. But defensively, you mentioned it, Mike, like what they were able to do lively – in that quarter versus Sabonis was really, really impressive. And P.J. Washington continuing to be a versatile man beast. And, oh, here's Sabonis on me in the post because we got a switch situation. No problem. I'm strong enough to kick him out. And I think that was actually the shot clock violation possession. Yeah. But, yeah, I think that the defense really jumped out, and Kyrie was just like, okay, it's my time. It's my time now. I'm going to go give you 10 points in just a couple of seconds, it felt like.
Not to mention the three ball finally hit. I mean, it's been fun to watch this team win with defensive effort and then being able to get points in the paint, which is something I feel like you haven't seen since 2011, Mike. But then you're able to go 56% from three.
Championship. I think, flip-flopping today, boys.
Crotch first again. Western Conference champs. Let's go.
Here we go.
Zach, here's what I said on the air.
Damn it, Mike!
And I said, if they shoot 40% from three in a playoff game, they will not lose.
I heard this.
I agree with you. This team's hard to beat.
I think that their defense, having Luka, having Kyrie, the 1-2 combination, the two centers, if they can shoot 40% from three against any team in the NBA in the playoffs, they win that game.
Hell yes, they
do. And so if you do it 4 out of 7 times, you move on to the next round. And if you do it 4 out of 7 times again, you're in the conference finals. And if you do it 4 out of 7 times again, you're in the NBA championship. And if you do it 4 out of 7 times again, you're the champion.
That all makes sense. I have no problem seeing the path to the Western Conference final easier than jumping to a championship.
Come on, we're about to be the city of champions. Stars are going to hoist the cup. We're going to win the NBA Finals. Right. Rangers are running it back. And then we don't have to worry about the Cowboys.
Okay, I'm glad that you said that, because as pumped as I am about the Mavs, the Rangers, and the Stars, I feel like I'm probably on the opposite end of the spectrum for the Cowboys right now. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's a dumpster fire organization right now. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yes, gosh.
That's some damn good self-awareness about yourself and your organization that you got going on over there, Hagee.
I can't wait for all the number 15 Ezekiel Elliott jerseys they're about to sell.
Oh, are they bringing them back?
Yeah, there's rumbling.
Yes!
That this maybe awesome. It's him, maybe it's Dalvin Cook.
Hey, is Jalen Smith still a free agent?
Probably.
Bring him back! Bring him back!
They can't
swipe
let,
it, man!
They can't
Who's
let,
tackling guys after 9 yards? Jalen! Swipe it, baby!
How is that a good thing?
They didn't get 10.
You know what? Touche.
But it was 2nd and 8, Mike.
That's fine. They didn't score a touchdown unless they were on the 9 or 8
yard line. I knew that was going to be what you said.
Jalen swipes, man. He sells glasses and swipes. Hey.
Has this been a trying day for you, Kevin?
Is the Gregory guy, is he a free agent? Or is he
Randy
still
Randy Gregory? Is that who you're talking about?
Is he still with San Francisco?
San Francisco, yeah.
Dang it. Well, can we trade for him?
So you want to reconstruct the hot boys
man.
That you made fun of all the time?
Let's I want to hear it. Hot boys. Let's hear it, Mike.
Hot boys. Hot boys. Get your hot boys here. We ride that pony called offensive lineman in the playoffs for penalties. Ride that pony.
From the 512, how long until amazing. Mike Bassick is G-Bag of the Day during the Rangers broadcast? They set the over-under at May 1st. I'll take whichever one is the sooner.
I'm just going to say that I think you deserve a run in G-Bag of the Day after what you said earlier in the noon o'clock segment. That's all I'm going to say. I'll just leave it at that.
I might have absolutely got on the offensive.
Yeah.
Jason Witten won a state championship. He's good. Bring him back, man.
To be the tight end?
Heck yeah.
Play football anymore.
And Lukey Schoonmaker's out.
Your next head coach, boys.
Witten for next head coach?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, dual player. Let's Pete Rose it.
The truth is in the dirt, which we don't have any dirt on that field, but it's still in the dirt.
Hey, what do you guys have coming up on the show today?
Oh, man. Pure gold as always, Hagee. Thanks for asking.
Are you sure, Dawson? Hey,
hopefully something as good as that.
Hey, can we have 288s? Dez is ready. I'm telling you.
You're going to bring back – oh, I thought you were going to say Antonio Bryant or something.
He might be in jail. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
We got to go.
We'll have Scott Draper, Big 12 Pro Day, on the show at 4 o'clock to talk about that inaugural event.
And remember, in the 4 o'clock hour, as we talked about, G-Bag will be doing their four-pack of Rangers Astros ticket giveaway. So roll home with them. We've been the Can't See Masterpiece. Remember, tomorrow we will have Chuck Morgan, Jared Sandler. We're going to have Derek Holland and
maybe.
Cole Hamels.
And maybe Fuki.
And maybe a guest bigger than all of those people.
Hey, say less is more.
Less is more. Good night. I know I did it in the wrong
order.
Hey,
say all
I'm
the
sorry.
Things, all the schools you can get stuff for at Rally House.
Rangers, Mavericks, Stars, don't mess with BYU, Bears, Baylor, SMU, TCU, Houston, Rally House.
There's seven
That's where
schools.
We are.
Good night, Kevin.
See you guys.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.